It's a writing challenge, 6 words short. Today on The Right Focus. Checking in with my project stage today, I didn't achieve anything on my current project to wield the wind. I worked on promotions instead. I've called it sketching ideas in the chart because ideas are running around in my head, but I didn't count any words for today. I never do. Promo day is not really a writing day, but it's a necessary writing business day. I worked on promotional posts for the month to come. I have book birthday celebrations to do. I also write a poetry blog, and I have to set that up as well as promote those. And I tinkered with a few other little things. On the day I wrote this, it's Friday. On the day before, I reached my total of 4,994 words for the week. 6 words from my weekly goal of 5,000 on my current primary project. I did write today. If you didn't listen to yesterday's post, I'll wait while you go back and do so. Go on, I'll wait. Wink, wink. Some people would have gone back and written those 6 words just to have the goal completed for the week. If I counted my jot list, I would definitely have those 6 words. But I'm not counting my jot list. I'm not counting any of the days when I sketch ideas. Are these your questions? Q1. Why didn't she write those 6 words? Q2, what will she do now that she's reached this week's goal with days remaining? Q3, is she done writing for the week? Did you consider these answers? Answer 1, why didn't I write those 6 words? Well, I didn't know that I needed to. I did the math for my daily word count after I put the writing away. I had finished the evening's blog by then. I was shutting down everything for the night, which meant my writing brain was already shut down. Can you answer this question? Should I go back and add those 6 little words just so I can say done? Or answer this one. Is a writer's writing ever done? Nope and nope. Think about adding words. Isn't that the critical editor trying to go in and fix the manuscript while the creative muse has charge of it? What will the critical editor's injection into creativity do to the muse? Answer 2. If I had those 6 words written, what will I do with my writing for the week? After all, I have achieved the week's goal. Does a runner stop moving? Does a composer stop writing music when the symphony is done? Nope and nope. Goal achieved. I can turn to something else with a clear conscience. Between now and Sunday evening, I know the right time for writing will come. Now I can work on my non-writing project without worrying about completing the goal. Or I can write more on another project. Or I can dip into something completely different. Or do all 3. Or nothing at all. That's the joy of achieving the weekly goal. It's not a burden. It's doable. Answer 3. Am I done for the week? Certainly not. Even if I'm not actively writing, I'll still mull over the next scenes. I may sketch out ideas. I may work on the rough shape. Or not. I pushed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because I had commitments for today and tomorrow. I knew that I would likely not be able to write on these 2 days. We have a big birthday celebration for a family member midday on Saturday, cooking before, clean up afterward. I might have a little time Saturday evening after everyone's gone their merry ways, and I finally have some solitude. We never know exactly what's coming. Here's lesson 34. I know what's planned. A previous lesson, by the way. Other things may interfere, and will. Knowing where I am with the goal, and knowing how little needs to be accomplished, I can leave my writing space and enter life. Cheerfully, without guilt, able to be in the present, keeping the joy of writing. That's the point. No dread, only joy. Coming up, I need to talk about connecting with a cover designer. Once again, my cover designer has delivered something so completely better than my vision that I'm overwhelmed. The cover art for To Wield the Wind is currently gracing the header for the Remy Black website. Ain't it great? I opened my writing session for today with a quote from Jack Kerouac. One day, he said, I will find the right words, and they will be simple. That's a good reminder to avoid $10 words when a dollar word will do. It's also a writer thought, because we're always searching for the correct word, and when we find it, it does flow so easily. I closed with Henry David Thoreau. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Runs, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.